With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has suggested the U.S. could carry out a friendly takeover of Cuba as tensions between Washington and Havana reach a new high. President Trump suggests that after decades, Cuba could be on the brink of change.
We've had a lot of years of dealing with Cuba. I've been hearing about Cuba since I'm a little boy, but they're in big trouble, and we could very well, something could, I think, very positive for the people that were expelled or worse from Cuba that live here. You know, we have people living here that want to go back to Cuba, and they're very happy with what's going on.
It's been 67 years since Fidel Castro took control of the island and instituted communism there. Bill Clinton says he did nothing wrong with Jeffrey Epstein as he faces grilling over their relationship.
Former Secretary of State and former First Lady Hillary Clinton testified yesterday. James Comer is the committee chair.
Ms. Clinton deferred a lot of questions to her husband today. We already had a big portfolio of questions for him, and that increased yesterday.
Robert Garcia is the top Democrat on the committee. He wants to hear from President Trump.
He appears in the Epstein files next to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, almost more than anybody else. So it's time for the president to answer questions about why files are missing from the DOJ, why there's been a White House cover-up.
Today's hearing is behind closed doors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senator John Cornyn has joined President Trump for his flight to Texas. The Republican president plans to talk Friday about his energy and economic policies. But the red-hot Senate Republican primary race featuring Cornyn, State Attorney General Ken Paxton, and Representative Wesley Hunt may overshadow Trump's message. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 521. This is SRN News. Christians continue to leave Syria.
According to the annual report from Global Christian Relief, quote, 2025 produced another sharp downturn. Syria, once home to well over a million Christians, saw a renewed wave of departures. In the wake of the civil war, fewer than 300,000 remain. The new Syrian government, which is made up of men who belong to a Muslim terrorist group, vows to respect religious freedom and pluralism, but apparently not many Christians believe it. Michael Harrington reporting.
The states are deciding what their abortion policies will be in the wake of the 2022 Dobbs decision, and a number of them are putting the question directly to voters. In 2024, voters in seven states passed measures to protect abortion, while similar amendments failed in three states. As many as four more states, including Virginia and Nevada, may put abortion questions on the fall ballot. This is SRN News. Mark your calendar for an upcoming celestial show.
A blood-red moon will grace the skies for a total lunar eclipse, and there won't be another one until late 2028. The spectacle will be visible Tuesday morning from North and Central America and the western part of South America. Australia and Eastern Asia will see it Tuesday night. During a full lunar eclipse, the Earth is between the sun and moon, casting a shadow that covers the full moon. The moon looks red because of stray rays of sunlight filtering through the Earth's atmosphere. Rich Thomason reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal prosecutors have indicted 30 more people tied to a protest at a Minnesota church in January over an immigration enforcement crackdown. Bondi says 25 of those people are already under arrest. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.